Today's artist needs no introductions. Got an armful of Junos. Him and his band have been banging out the hits you know and love for more than 20 years. He's in town tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Dante, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Mr. Sam Roberts.
Nice to be back on The Raven, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, before we start, you have my word. I will not make you cheer for the Oilers this time around.
Listen, I've learned to keep hockey politics. I adopt whatever town I'm in, I just say they're my favorite team.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I'd like to jump into the DeLorean and take the listeners back to 2004. The Juno Awards, they're in Edmonton, ironically, and you must remember this night vividly. You won three that year, I believe. You took home Artist along with Rock Album and Album against a stacked deck, beating out not only Nickelback that year, but Celine Dion, Bublé, Sarah McLachlan. What ran through your head in that moment to have one of the highest honors in Canadian music?
Well, it's funny, as you're rattling off the list of people, I'm like, and where are they now? I'm like, oh wait, they're all
yeah.
Michael Bublé has his own water commercial, and
yeah,
you know, they drive Lamborghinis and stuff, so that doesn't work. But yeah, that was a wild weekend. Still surreal, you know. Those are the kind of memories that, if you think about them too much, then your life stops making sense. So I try not to dwell on it and just stay focused on the fact that we're still out here. We somehow still survived all of that. You know, it was a beautiful, beautiful time, and we're always going to be connected to Edmonton because of that.
Now, as a songwriter myself, I'm always trying to pick the brains of some of our country's best, you included. And from a songwriter's perspective, where do some of your best ideas draw from?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's not like you're walking through life with this sort of mental notebook going, okay, write about this, or this is interesting, or that sounds good. So the question becomes about, you know, at what point does this, you know, the music that's in, you know, distilled down somewhere in your subconscious, where all these experiences have been, you know, filtering down to, how do you extract that and put it on the page, or to record it in song? And you know, personally, I really just go by a feeling. Like, do I feel connected to something? If I feel emotionally connected to a musical idea or a lyrical idea, I have to trust that you and I, being human beings, are going to find some sort of universal truth in that. Not everybody's going to feel something, but that enough people out there will feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And that sort of gives me the motivation to just sort of pursue the idea where it's taking me. And then as soon as I stop feeling something for what I'm doing, I backtrack, or I take a step to the left or a step to the right. It's a bit of a gut thing. Obviously, there's a lot of practice that goes into
yeah.
like anything. It's a craft, you know. You have to work at it. You have to write a lot of bad songs before you start writing good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to sort of go through that. But now what I try to do is just sort of stay out of the way of it in a way. Let my instincts guide me where, and the second I stop feeling something, then I know I'm off track. And then I go back to where that emotional connection is with what I'm writing. And then I, you know, change directions and go somewhere else.
Now, we touched hockey a little bit at the beginning there, and someone told me at one point that you might have played junior hockey. Did you play junior hockey?
No.
Okay.
I play against juniors now. I only play against 12 and under now. That's my new strategy for hockey success. You know, I go to the outdoor rink, I make sure there are no teenagers, I make sure everybody's 12 and under, and then I just dominate.
Awesome. It's like winning the playing the water gun game at the carnival, right?
Yeah, there was an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer goes to a karate school just with children. That's like my strategy for hockey.
Awesome. Now, I'm a father myself, and I know you have three amazing kids. I remember seeing your family video during the pandemic. Are all three of these kids still banging away at instruments? And how proud does it make you as a dad to see your kids involved in music?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, things have, since that video, I don't want to crush your dream here, but you know, since then, my kids have sort of taken a bit of a hiatus.
Okay.
Maybe it was the pressure I put on them to make that video that was actually. So don't push your kids too hard. Just make sure they love it. But
yeah.
No, they played violin. My girls played violin for many, many years, and it was a huge part of their upbringing. So I know it's still in them, but the teenage years are upon them right now.
Yeah, and they might come back. They might come back to that. Yeah, right. You just got to be patient.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I just want. You know, I mean, it just brings so much to your life and to a kid's life that you can't really find anywhere else. So
yeah, exactly.
Just don't start a band with your kids. That's all I can say.
Awesome.
Don't do that. They'll stay in love with it.
Awesome. Now you're coming back to Edmonton tonight. Playing the Midway Music Hall. And when I've talked to everyone from Kim Mitchell to Hugh Dillon, they always remind me just how much of a rock and roll city that this city is. Aside from the music, what would you say is one of your favorite things about coming to Edmonton?
Oh, man, we've had so many. I mean, we have to talk about the hockey for sure. I mean, I grew up watching, you know, the famous Oilers of the 1980s doing their thing. So the first time I came to Edmonton was just like a real, as a massive hockey fan, it was a huge thing for me. And but yeah, you know, I think now we've made friends over the years too, and so much of why we are connected to places now, and I guess this is one of the benefits of having played in a band for so long and been on tour and had the chance to come back and back and back and back to all these places, that we have real friendships there, so it never quite feels like you're away from home. And you know, Edmonton's come to feel like that for us as well.
Awesome. Once again, Mr. Sam Roberts playing the Northern Jubilee tonight. Get your tickets. I'll throw all the info into my blog and the events calendar. Thanks, Sam, and we can't wait to see you play tonight.
Yeah, same here. Looking forward to it. And yeah, let's do this.